Support this podcast via our Patreon and get more writerly goodness. Visit patreon.com/nanocast to join up.
Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of 24 books, 34 short stories, and countless articles and scripts and essays, and I am your guide on this quest to raise your output to pulp speed levels and to explore the cracks and crevices of business and craft in the writing life. Welcome to The Questions, episode 404. Today, Kathy asks, I'm finishing up my epistolary novelette that is told in blog form. I've included long comments from readers, these are real comments from when I posted it as a serial, in the manuscript. The feedback I've gotten from the beta readers has been mixed regarding the comments. Some say they like them and it adds to the epistolary format, with others saying that I should skip them because they add nothing to the story. I'm wondering how I can add in my own fictional commentators that act as sort of a chorus for the story so I can keep the comments but have them serve a purpose. What's the best way to use a chorus effectively in a novelette? Any suggestions on a way to do it within the blog format that I'm using? Well, first of all, I wanted to compliment you on going a smart direction. You're going to save yourself a world of legal trouble by using fictional commenters instead of cribbing real comments that people left on your blog, because unless you had a policy statement on your blog that was easy to find that said anything you post here is my property, the people that posted those still own the copyright to those comments, and you would need to get a release in order to publish them, or you would be vulnerable to lawsuits. So, that may not have been in your radar, but going this direction will save you all of that trouble. I have not seen done what you are intending to do, but I have seen a couple things that are closely analogous, and I can tell you how they worked out. They worked out pretty well. You want your fictional comments to tell their own story, and you want it somehow probably to be related to the main story. You can find it, I think, on archive.org or on SFF Audio, come to think of it. Back in the early 21st century, J. Michael Straczynski had a radio show that he did for the Sci-Fi Channel's Seeing Ear Theater that was called The City of Dreams. I don't think it's available commercially anymore at the moment, but if it is, you'd probably find it on Audible or something and buy it because it's totally worth it. But if you can find a City of Dreams episode called Night Calls, I believe it was, it's an episode in which there are two parallel stories being told, one being the story that's being told, very humorous take on Noah's Ark, and another about a couple of hackers who are trying to pirate the stream so they can listen to this show without paying for it, which is quite meta and quite fun, and who wind up going down a very strange rabbit hole. And the two stories set each other off really well, and it takes a long time before you discover which one is the main story and which one is the supporting story. But I would check that out as an example of how this kind of thing can work really, really well. But as I said, what you want is you want your comments to tell their own story. You know, perhaps the commenters are sort of engaging in their own serial. You know, their life drama is unfolding and being provoked by the story that's being told. Or there's an argument going on as a result of the story between commenters that results in some massive climax offline that is reported by a third commenter. There's all sorts of directions you can go, and I don't want to tell you what to do because it's your story and you know it better than any of us listening here. But yeah, I would treat it as a separate, parallel story that is somehow informed, illuminated, or set off by the serial story that you're telling. And if you can't find anything that'll do that, in that case, you may want to shelve the idea for the next serial and just publish the first one as a book without the blog comment conceit. Great question, and it sounds interesting. So if you do wind up doing something with the comments, shoot me a message on the QT because I'd like to take a look because I could probably learn something from this form exercise. Thanks for sending it in, and I'll see you tomorrow. The Everyday Novelist is written and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions. Visit our website at everydaynovelist.com and leave a tip in the tip jar or join the Patreon to support this podcast. The Everyday Novelist is copyright 2017 J. Daniel Sawyer and Artistic Whispers Productions, Inc. and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives License.